Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But I just want to encourage you this morning as we're looking at all these things happening. You know, it's not enough to know the news, but we need to know what to do with the news that we know. And it's amazing what's taking place. So rethinking church, we're just rethinking having that conversation that we're continuing on. Then we look what happened in Dallas-Fort Worth with this pastor. We're thinking, you know, this is a wonderful man of God. It appeared. I mean, his fruit is, they talk about how he was there for everybody. But how could he be there for 800 people? Mm-hmm. They said, you know, he knew our name. He would greet us when we come in, all these different things. And it's like, that's wonderful, by the way. Mm-hmm. It sounds apostolic because, you know, and he may have had, you know, a lot of different pastors in there. And quite often what they do now, they just call it a deacon.
Right.
You know, but they don't have that free, autonomous, being able to follow the Spirit in the context of that, my personally being held accountable. And so it's like, my goodness, let's think about this. We're going into a time and a season where the enemy of our soul, who hates human race, period, that's why he wants to knock off the race before it even catches its first breath mm-hmm. in the womb. He hates and jealous of the Jews and the Christians, because now we have and are going to have and be with forever what he gave up when he sinned in the presence of God. And he let a third of the angels in rebellion against God, and he cast them to the ground. If you study the word, these guys are going to be in chains forever, and then they're going to be thrown into gross darkness. But right now, these angels are held captive in chains. Mm-hmm. That's horrific. Well, understand, if we understand evil and understand that this is his plan, it's like, you know what? I'm just going to go with Jesus. I'm not going to try to buy into all these gray areas of doctrine. I'm not going to say, hey, let's just get along, even if I got to get Jesus out of here. I want to stand for Jesus no matter what. And I want to encourage you in your workplace, in your marriage, in your family, in your community, don't apologize for Jesus. Stand boldly for him. And we do it in love. We're not a religious zealot, you know, we're standing up and just saying, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go to somebody soon, because I'm praying for the opportunity, and I heard them speaking such a derogatory term about Jesus. And it just broke my heart. Mm. And so I'm going to go, this particular person in business, and I'm going to pull them aside, and I'm going to tell them about the lover of my soul, but also the one that loves them. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell them first, you know, I can't believe that you were speaking so negatively against somebody that I love so dearly. Mm-hmm. And that it just broke my heart. And I know that how they think about you, they think very good thoughts about you. And they're going to be shocked. They're going to go, well, who was I talking? I'm sorry. Who was I talking about? And I'm going to let them know you were talking about Jesus. Mm. He loves you. And I love him too. You broke my heart, you know, when you talked about it. But I just want you to know, I don't want you to misunderstand this. I come to tell you that he loves you and he's got a plan for your life. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
Bless those who curse you and pray for those who despitefully use you, for these are the sons of God. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I can't believe you were talking about my Jesus. And that, it's like, come on, dude, that's not going to do it. Mm-mm. The truth is, how come your heart wasn't broken when they talked about the one that you love? And so, yeah, I'm looking for the opportunity to be able to share that with this particular person. And they're held captive there. No. And I know what I pretty much can tell you. And I'll tell you what their response is, you know, when I do talk to them. But
right. The
Lord is so good. Here we are. This morning I was reading in the book of Acts. And I love the book of Acts because it's the Acts of the church. And we're going to be bringing on VFN TV soon. As a matter of fact, I think the series are up now. If you go to the VFN TV app and you go to VFN TV, because you got VFN Radio Live and you have all the different segments and programs. But if you go to VFN TV, you have the series. If you click on series or touch series on your application, then you have some great revelation from the Word that's going to encourage you. You need to hear meaty, meaningful, revelatory truth of God's Word in your life. It will encourage you. It will inspire you. And one is the cross of Christ, and the dependency factor. This is so important because God has asked us to listen. Jesus died for us and paid the price for us and for the Father, so we can be in relationship with God, because we couldn't do what was required of us to do because of our sin nature. But then he asks us to do what we can't do,
right?
And expects us to do what we can't do. And then we have eternal consequences for not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, that's exactly where the enemy locks people in quite often. But when you listen to the cross of Christ and dependency factor, this is what he's saying. Let me add the rest of that. But if you do know Jesus Christ, if you have made him the Lord of your life, and you are abiding with him, like he tells us in John 15, he will give you that fruit. He'll give you that empowerment. He'll give you that ability to do what you could never do. He wants to do it through you, but you'll never be able to do it alone. If you stop in the beginning, like I said, right there at that point, and don't realize, listen, if you focus all of your attention and all the glory on what God did in his finished work on the cross of Christ, you will be empowered. You'll be empowered to live a life totally outside of what you thought you never could do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.